holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Will God come down to earth? He already did.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid day. Head on over to Podbean.com and download the broadcast and share until you can't share no more. How do you feel today? How do you feel? Well, I got some good news. Good news is all your sins are forgiven. All you have to do is believe what God said. Just believe it. Believe the gospel. Believe God. The good news is all of your sins. You can't lay away a way to get out of them sins. You can't credit the way to get out of them sins. Only way to get out of sin and to be forgiven is God. You can stop yourself from being in the sin, but God is the only one who can forgive you for the sin. So He's already forgiven everybody all over the world. All over the world. Sins are forgiven. All you have to do is believe it. So it's up to you. You can believe it today or you can believe it tomorrow. It's up to you. You know, I just hope that you believe it long before it's too late. Too late meaning where you can't ask for forgiveness and you can't repent. So just believe. Ask God what you're supposed to do. He'll tell you. Trust me. He'll tell you. He will tell you. He's been telling people from day one. He has. It's nothing different. You know, he's going to tell you than he told somebody else. He just ask God, man. He'll tell you what you need to do, because the problem is we don't know what we need to do. He has all the information. So why would I sit there stressing over what I need to do? Nope. All right. Listen, stop trying to mold the real world into the world that's in your head. It's a lot less stressful. You trying to make somebody do something. You trying to change the world. You trying to make this and you trying to make it happen. You cannot change this real world into the world that you see in your head. Now you can. Now if God gives you a vision, if God gives you a vision and tells you to change the world according to this, then you do that. But stop trying to make people be you. Everybody don't have to see it the way you see it. It'd be a lot more. It's more stressful to try to make people change. You notice you don't see God making people change. And not that he gets under stress or nothing like that, but it don't work is what I'm showing you. And so if it don't work for God, sure enough, it ain't gonna work for you. It's a short lived thing. They might obey you today, but they won't obey you later. They're scared of you today, but sooner or later they'll be unscared of you and stop obeying you. And then you really have some stress. It is what it is. Stop trying to mold the real world into the one that's in your head. It's a lot less stressful. Just stop doing it. All right. Listen, we are going to talk about God coming down. Now, there are some other undertone or overtone that you'll hear in these verses, but we'll start here talking about God gave this prophet named Micah. You guys remember him, M-I-C-A-H, gave him a vision or visions concerning Samaria and Jerusalem, you know. And we saw that Samaria and Jerusalem thing when Jesus was talking to the woman at the well, John chapter 4. But we're going to read here and let's just see what God says and see what happens. Because the Bible is only this. It is only about people who follow God and it tells you what happened to them. And then it's about the other people who didn't follow God and it tells you what happened to them. So it's all about people who follow God and people who don't follow God. And it tells you what happened to both. So that you can make your own choice on whether you're going to follow God or not. You can make your own choices, man. Verse number two, it says this. Attention to all people. This is a vision, or maybe it's just a prophecy from God to Micah for him to see. Attention, let all the people of the world listen. Let the earth and everything in it hear. The sovereign Lord is making accusations against you. When God has accusations against you, how do you prove that it's not true? When God has accusations, it's every bit of it is true. Yeah, it's every bit of it. Every bit of it is true because God is true. And he can't lie, regardless of what I say or what I do. He can't lie. He can see it for what it is, even though I can't. The Lord is making accusations against you. What do you do then? The sovereign Lord is making accusations against you. The Lord speaks from his holy temple. Look, the Lord is coming. See, he's telling you this is a prophecy here in Micah chapter 1. Micah chapter 1, we're on verse number 3. Look, the Lord is coming. He leaves his throne in heaven and tramples the heights of the earth. He leaves heaven and walks on the mountains. He leaves heaven and tramples the heights of the earth. Verse number 4. The mountains melt beneath his feet and flow into the valleys like wax in a fire. God is coming from heaven. And this is what he, and when do we see God come from heaven? Jesus Christ. We did. We saw him. So let's just see. Because all of this is about Jesus. According to Jesus, all of the volume of the book is about him. And he came to fulfill it and he did it. Look, the Lord is coming. He leaves his throne in heaven and tramples the heights of the earth. The mountains melt beneath his feet and flow into the valleys like wax in a fire. Like water pouring down a hill. That's what the mountains, they can't withstand him. You know, mountains meaning the hearts of men and people. You know, they melt when he walks around. And why is this happening? Because the rebellion of Israel. Yes, the sins of the whole nation. Who is to blame for Israel's rebellion? Samaria, its capital city. Where is the center of the idolatry in Judah? In Jerusalem, its capital. So, the sins of the whole nation, who is to blame for Israel's rebellion? And it says Samaria, its capital city. And then, where is the center of the idolatry in Judah? And it says Jerusalem. Given two locations, it's given a... The Lord has accusations. You know, he knows where the accusations are. He knows what the accusations are. And he's just specific, isn't he? So when it comes down to us, he's specific too. He knows what you like. He knows what you get into. He knows what I get into. We all get into something. You get it? Those sins that easily beset us, all that stuff we have to put away. And even the sins that are hardly besetting us. It's a thing. God knows. God's specific. And he has accusations. And watch what happens. So I, the Lord, will make the city of Samaria a heap of ruins. See, now he's declaring again something's going to happen because of some sins. Now, if the people repent, maybe God will change. We'll see. So I, the Lord, will make the city of Samaria a heap of ruins. Her streets will be plowed up for planting vineyards. Her streets will be plowed up for planting vineyards. I will roll the stones of her walls into the valley below, exposing her foundation. All her carved images will be smashed. All her sacred treasures will be burned. These things were bought with the money earned from her prostitution, and they will now be carried away to pay the prostitutes everywhere. Now, these are his accusations against this city. This is what he says. And I'm saying this because these people supposedly heard from God, had real prophets back in those days. And so it's the same thing with us now. You know, we live in a great country here, you know, and we don't want anything to happen to it. So if we don't want anything to happen to our countries or our sacred whatevers we have, you know, it's best that we fast and pray. We change from what we were. We change. We change. We break the binds of wickedness. We stay away from wickedness. Because before it was talking about the idolatry of it was in, of Judah and the rebellion and everything. Yeah, we got a lot of things to deal with here in our own country. And wherever you are, you have things to deal with in your country. Therefore, I will mourn and lament. I will walk around barefoot and naked. I will howl like a jackal. I will moan like an owl. For my people's wound is too deep to heal. My people's wound is too deep to heal. It has reached into Judah, even the gates of Jerusalem. When things are like that, and God is bringing these accusations against our own personal lives, our families, because we've been doing these things. See, when it talks about these nations, that's on a large scale. But we do these same things on a smaller scale in our families, inside our homes, in our own minds, in our churches, in our businesses. And if God don't help us, we're going to lose everything. We're going to lose everything. That's why a lot of times people lose family members and they lose children. They lose a job or they lose a business. They lose a community. Because we're guilty and God has these accusations against us. If God has an accusation against you, listen to me. Listen. If God has an accusation against you, me, or anybody else, it's true. Change today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Change. Do the total opposite of what you're doing. And if you don't know what to do, just go on a fast. Ask God to send you on a fast where you just stop eating, stop drinking. So God can give you a spiritual insight on what you need. Because when God is right, he's just right all the time.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.